life has been so much of a blessing to me. And me being the only child, I kind of give out rewards every year because in my mind, I think, who is the person that transformed the most this year? And then I give out rewards in my head to certain people. Yeah, I got to entertain myself. So when I was the only child, I just had ups. And so I'll usually give, you know, this is the person I seen transform the most this year. And I'll give them an award in my head. And but, you know, Keisha this year has, I'm telling you, she goes the extra mile every time. I mean, even when we was driving up here, it's a young lady that she helped out in our church that had moved back to Chicago. Well, she got pregnant with twins, and she didn't have any family. She was living in a shelter, and Keisha made some connections with her, and she wanted to come back to St. Louis because we were the only people that showed her love. Just think about that. Sometimes you're the only face that they may see that loves just like Christ loves. And she got her room and board at this one place, and it was just wonderful. And she came back last week. At the first week she came back, she was just so happy to be here. And she was needing a ride this morning, and Keisha was making connections as we was driving down here so she can get to church this morning so one of the members can figure. I mean, but I know grace exists because I don't deserve this lay right here. And so just her being in my life, man, it just let me know there is a God somewhere that gives love unconditionally. And so I just thank God for you. And so, but, and this church, you know, this church as well, you know, this is a blessing to be at. And I remember one time me and Keisha, we had this big Christmas party. And I remember buying like two Monopoly games because we like to play games at the party. And we didn't need this extra Monopoly game, and I was going to take it back to the store. And the store said, "I'm sorry, all sales are final." And I was like, "Wow, this is a big store for all sales are final." And I was like, I called Keisha and let you know how she works. "Did you look at the receipt?" And I looked at the receipt, and I said, "Oh, it says that I can take it back." Well, she told me I couldn't take it back, Keisha. And Keisha's like, "Well, let me take it up there. I got something to say for them." And so Keisha gets the receipt. She gets my Monopoly game, and she takes it up there. And they tell her the same thing. Well, when you tell Keisha, you better back it up because she's going to challenge you. And so she's not going to sit there like Scooby-Doo like I do, you know. she actually will, okay, prove it to me. So she showed them the receipt and said, "Listen, lady, show me your manager because this says I could take it back within 30 days. So where's the money?" You know, she didn't do it in a rude way, of course, but, you know, she took her authority. And she read it. She's like, "Well, we usually don't, but I'm not going to get the man. I'm just going to give you the money." And she gave the money. And I just kind of think about that as the word of God, you know. Some of us read the word, the devil say no, and you just walk back on home. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to stand on what God has told you.
Amen.
In your life and hold true to that. Because when you don't, you just forfeit your rights. And God has inherited you this land. He inherited you his promises. He inherited you before you even got here.
Yeah.
So what he wants you to do is just simply believe.
Yeah.
And just know the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth was that money was ours. But I walked away because I didn't believe the word. You see? Some of us walk away because we don't believe the word. Jesus says this in John 8:32. He says, "And you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free." And sometimes I used to think the truth is just what I see. Oh, the door is white. That's the truth. Or this person is bad. That's the truth. But the truth is Jesus.
Yes.
The truth is Christ. And that's the missing element before I came to this church of what I was missing. You know, me and my dad, my dad does rehab houses and all that stuff. And I'll walk into a house, I'll be like, "Man, this is a bad deal." I remember I bidded on this house for $4,000 or $3,000. And I was like, "I'm so sorry, Dad. This is a bad house." And he looked into the house and said, man, we hit a gold mine. I'm like, I mean, it was just rat droppings everywhere. We seen a dead cat. It smelled foul, and you don't even know, you don't even want to know what was in the toilet. We seen graffiti on the walls, and I was almost in the midst of tears because that was my first time bidding, and I thought I bought a piece of junk. And he saw way beyond the junk. He saw the structure was good. He saw that the floor was strong. You see, if we got Christ, sometimes we're looking at the beat up stuff and we're not looking at the Christ in us.
Yes.
That's the truth about who we are.
Yeah.
The truth is there is no sin in us. The truth is that we are full of love. The truth is that he has perfectly created us for this time. And anything that tells you anything else, you need to tell it to get out. Amen. You need to, just like Keisha said, give me my money. You know, give me what's mine, because I'm not believing what the devil is believing. Amen. The truth is God loves you and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Amen.
That's true security. That's true love. That's the love that I found in this church. And sometimes we go, well, why is it not activated? Why is it not happening? Well, you know, sometimes our heart is just under construction of believing that truth. But never penalize yourself because you're in the process of believing. Amen. You know, our street is under construction right now because they're building a Walmart right by our house. Amen. And sometimes you go into constructions. I kind of hate constructions because you got to go the other way. You get blocked and, you know, you got traffic, you got dump trucks. You know, I just bought a new car and it's messing up my new car when I drive by because it's dirt everywhere. But you know what? When it's finished and it's all done, we have a new street. We have new pavement. We have all these. And then I don't have to go all the way down, you know, 10 miles to go to Walmart. I could just go to Walmart right there, you know. And some of our heart is under construction of believing the truth, you know, because sometimes we've been hurt in the past by somebody or somebody's done us wrong, you know, and this is where this church has helped me, because before, you know, you heard all the good stuff about me coming to this church before, you know, I was an associate pastor at another church that promises was made to me and it just didn't happen. I was a missionary at one point in time in my life where we was going into the schools ministering the gospel, and we had over 900 children get saved. Amen. That's a blessing. We started out with 5 schools and we went into 30 schools, and they just fired me just right on the spot and said that I was just a bad person. Well, what happened was new management came in and they pretty much told me I didn't want you to be hired in the first place. When this person got hired and you got hired, it takes 7 years to get into this position. I didn't like that you got into this position right here, so I really don't want you here. I mean, it was just, I've had suffered some hurtful things in the ministry, and to the point where I just came to Grace Family Outreach. I said, I don't want to preach anymore. I don't want to do nothing. But you know what? It was a time where God was just healing my heart. Pastor Clifton was preaching love, grace, mercy. You know, what I was hearing was, that wasn't me. Take this thorn out your heart. Take this thorn out your heart. Then when that person did you wrong, that's not me. This is who I am. I'm Jesus. I'm love. And he was just softening my ground. Because how many of y'all know you can't grow out nothing out of bitterness?
No.
You know, if I would have been preaching after that happened, I just would have been preaching my pain. I wouldn't have been preaching Jesus. You see, and that's even in life. God wants us to be healed in our heart and know, even though people do us wrong, it's not about what they do. It's about what Jesus has done. That's the only thing that matters. It's some people that's going to bandage your life. It's going to people that's, but you don't focus on them. You focus on Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You focus on the one that gave you the promise in the first place. Come on now. And so just in the learning process, just learning some of the things that God showed me. He says this in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come into Grace Family Outreach will give you rest for your soul. Amen. It just allowed me. I remember we used to be in this pottery class, and we used to have to look at this picture for a long time and then do the pottery thing, because we had to get an image in our mind of what we were creating. And that's how the Lord kind of showed me. He said, you know what? Whatever image you have of me, that's what you're going to create in life.
Wow, that's good.
Man, and this one lady, she looked at it, and she can do a blindfold. Like, they put a blindfold over, but she looks at it so long and intensely, then next thing you know, they put a blindfold, and she can create what she saw. And what she said is, I take out what don't belong, and I place what do belong. Well, when Jesus was healing my heart, being at Grace Family Outreach, he was saying, love belongs. Bitterness, that's not me. Love, that's me. Grace, that's me. Me love you unconditionally, that's me. Me hurting you, Wendell, that's not me. And all this time I was here in Clifton, my heart was getting healed. But guess what? When God is healing your heart, it's not just for you. It's for other people. Because I don't care if you're in a pulpit or not, your life is affecting other people's lives. That's affecting other people's lives.
Yes, amen.
And so when God is, you know, just like that eagle, Jerry was singing about, you know, an eagle goes and he gets in restoration mode and they pluck out all, he pluck out or she pluck out all the feathers and then renew the feathers. And that takes about 5 to 6 month process. But after they get renewed, after the beak get, shaped or whatever, then it takes flight, and the air keeps it up. They fly a glide of wind, and they ride on it.
Praise God.
They're not flapping like the sparrows. You know, there's some sparrows that I see flapping by my job. They look like they about to fall because the wind about to knock them out the sky. You will not be pushed by the boisterous winds. You will ride. You see what I'm saying? You will ride on the winds. We're not trying to fight. Like I said, this one pilot said, we're about to go another 5,000 feet when we was in turbulence. I said, 5,000? No, we need to go lower. We don't need to go higher. And we went higher, and next thing you know, we seen the lightning underneath us. And we was flying more smoothly. You see, our minds always want to say, okay, I want to fight the devil. I want to fight this. I want to. No. You're supposed to look at Jesus.
Amen.
You're supposed to fly high.
Come on. Amen.
You see, the trick is to try to make you fight the devil. Uh-huh. No. Uh-huh. Your job is to look at him.
Come on.
You try to fight bitterness. Bitterness is going to unleash a venom in your heart that you have to pray to get out. Amen. But if you look at Jesus,
amen.
Jesus can. The Bible says his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes. He can get and remove and do surgery where you couldn't do surgery.
Amen.
He can cut out that bitterness.
Awesome.
With his love.
Praise you, Jesus.
It reminds me of just how, you know, I have a piece of meat stuck in my teeth when I eat meat. And I try to get it out with my finger and I can't get it out. And I take a piece of floss and I just pop it in and pop right out, you know, because my fingernail can't get to it. And that's how the word of God is. It can get to the parts where you was trying to reach. I can't get. I want this to be better. I want this to be changed. I want this person's life to change. But you can't reach it with your hands. You can't reach it in the flesh. You can't reach it with your willpower. No matter how strong you are, it's some things in life you can't reach.
Amen.
And you can try and you can try and we'll wait for you to finish trying after you faint. And we'll pick you up. But guess what? God says, try my way this time.
Yes.
Try love.
Yes.
It restores all things.
Amen.
It hopes for all things. It believes in all things.
Amen.
Bitterness says this. I'm not believing no more because I don't want to get hurt. I want to protect myself now.
Uh-huh.
So I just keep my seeds and I don't want to sow anymore. That's what the devil wants you to do. God wants you to sow because you are made of his image. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave. And we're created. That's our father. That's our DNA. So because we are of him, we want to give. So anything that's not acted out of the nature of God, just kick that stuff out, man. And just know that this race is for you. This race is for the people who, like Clifton said, don't faint. Don't give up. Because your seed is not in vain. Amen. I love this scripture, Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, everybody say due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. it's certain things that me and Keisha has sowed in people's lives, and I'll be like, that was for nothing. And then next thing you know, we reap a harvest in the area where we didn't even know we was going to reap, amen?
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't faint, amen?
Amen.
It's certain promises that I'm still believing for that I'm not fainting on, amen?
Right.
It's certain things, you know, I just got a new job in December, amen? It was like a really good job. Like Keisha, she get the move on my benefits. It's just so excellent, and it just fits me being a pastor as well, but I was with another job in another company, and in July, they had, well, within last year, they had two accidents, two fatalities where two people died. And so, it, you know, they got sued out the wazoo, and it froze the insurances, and they said, you know what, we're not going to give you any more raises, we're cutting, we're freezing everything. And my raise was in August, and they froze it in July. And so I waited for a whole year, and I'm like, God, what's going on? You know, because I don't deal with man. I deal with God. I don't get mad at bosses, and that's carnal-minded. But I'm like, what's going on? Because my raise is coming up, and they're going to freeze it. And so I went to my evaluation, and he told me, sorry, Wendell, we just don't got nothing to give you. And I was like, okay, and the Holy Spirit brought to my mind, promotion don't come from the east, no, from the west, but I promote. And I was like, how you ever, you know, Holy Spirit tell you something, and you're like, okay. That sound nice, you know, but my evaluation don't look like no promotion. And so that kind of irritated me. I don't know, you may not get irritated, but I kind of got in the flesh. I was like, you know what, I treat these people nice. I do this. They always brag on me, and then they're just going to cut my raise. I said, you know what, I'm not going to even be nice anymore. I was like, and the Holy Spirit's like, you know you're going to still be nice. He said, stop trying to act like you hard and tough. You can't help but being nice because that's of my nature. That's who I am. You come from me. So keep doing what you're doing. Don't allow somebody else to stop you from keep sowing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't see them being a blessing to me,
right,
doesn't mean that I... And so I just kept being windowing. Kept coming into work, everybody was complaining about it. I mean, that was just the talk of the month. I can't believe they froze the raises. What are we going to do? And I was just like, I ain't worried about it. You know, God will repay. And, I mean, people was complaining. And I got a phone call within the month. And they said, Wendell, are you still working? And this is some people that I work for. And I used to drop off to them a long time ago. It's a transportation company. And they said, we'd like to hire you. And we'd like to give you a lot more money than you're getting there. And benefits and this and that. And I said, oh, okay, well, let me talk to my wife and pray about it. And, you know, I knew I was going to say yeah, but I just want to. You always got to go talk to mom before you make decisions. That's marriage 101, if y'all know. And so I talked to Keisha, and she's like, heck yeah, go do it. And God says yes. And so I told him yes, and I'm telling you, these people, they treat me so wonderful. They treat me so much of a blessing. It's just a blessing to be there, amen?
Yay.
And I just think about all the times of when the enemy tried to allow bitterness to come into my heart and say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
This person hurt me. I'm not going to. No, uh-huh. You're only hurting yourself.
Yes, that's true.
Nothing grows out of bitterness, mm-hmm. So you might as well choose love. Out of love springs forth so much. So much. I'm so glad that I didn't take on a spirit of having a bad attitude because I didn't get a raise. They're not my God.
Right.
God says, I will. You see, it's when you know, it's when you truly believe that peace manifests in your heart. I can know when I'm not believing because I don't have any peace, said the scriptures. I hear it. I know it's true. But until I come and surrender to it, I know I'm not believing. And that's okay. God don't beat me up if I'm not believing. You know, it was a man in the Bible that came to Jesus and said, Lord, I believe.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to help my unbelief because it's a part of me that don't believe. And that's not when Jesus beats you down.
Lord.
Jesus prayed with the man. And sometimes we just need to be honest with God and say, Lord, I know what you said about this, but I just don't believe right now. Can you help me? And that's not what God shoots you down with a lightning bolt.
No.
That's when God helps you up. Help your eyes to see what he sees. Help you to love the way
Thank
he loves.
Father.
Help you and restore you and show you how when you didn't know right, when you didn't do right, that he was still on your side, that he never left you nor forsaked you. And then we can judge properly because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're filled with his love. We're filled with this. You know, this nutrition lady said, never shop when you're shop for food when you're hungry, because you'll buy up everything. You see what I'm saying? And some of us, that's what we do. We leave out the house and we're not filled with love. We say things and we're not filled with love. We even correct people at times where that's not the season to correct. You correct them later, not in front of everybody. You know, when you are filled with love, you'll know what to do and what not to do, because you're filled with Jesus. You're filled with him. And so, you know, he just restored, you know, my sight in that area, and I was able to see right. There's some of you all that I don't see right. I want to see how you see Jesus. And the only thing you have to do is get filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with his love. You know that he is there for you. Read his word. Let it be assured in your heart, because the seed always works. The seed is, the Bible said, it's an incorruptible seed. You can place it under concrete and it'll bust under, you know, it'll bust up like the Hulk, you know, out that concrete. So the seed work, it's all about the ground, the heart. You know, where is our heart right now? As our heart truly receives, it's like what Jerry Clifton said, that seed is always going to work. But he wants our heart in agreement with his seed. Amen. One of my scriptures. Man, I'm going through this quickly, y'all. I got one of the scriptures I love to read. In Hebrews 4:2, it says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Amen. It was a couple that came to my office last week, and they were separated, and, you know, they're married, and they were separated. And when they left the office, you know, today, they moved back in, amen. Wow. And this was last week, and now they're together. But I said, Lord, what happens between them coming in? He said, some people believe it, some people don't. Some people, you know, sometimes when I'm preaching the word, I wonder why some people, they just grow, they block. Then some people, they just stay in bitterness and stuck. It's all about believing it. Yeah. It's just as simple as that. They're saying, Jesus, I trust you more than I trust what I've been doing. Amen. Amen. I trust your process. Amen. You know, when I drove out here to Farmington, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Miles get put on a car. But you know what? I trust you, Jesus. I know that you told me to go out here. I know love is leading me out here. You know, I may not talk like Clifton. I may not wear cowboy boots like but you know what? I've been looking at Jesus so long that I know my daddy when I see him, yeah, and I hear him. I said, ooh, that sounds like God. That sounds like the real one. And so as we were kept coming out here, guess what? God, he gave us a new car. He gave us he took care of it. I don't have to worry about the money anymore. He will take care of all your needs.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because why? He don't want anything to separate you from Jesus. He will actually make a protection between you and hearing God. If it's anything that I've learned in my life, is anytime you want to hear him, he will allow you to hear him.
Amen.
He will stop everything so you can hear him if you want to hear him. Amen. He will make that little private session just for you. And he allowed me to have the gas and everything, all the resources to come back and forth and back and forth, because I wanted it. Amen. And if I want, I'm going to get it. And so, and that's the type of spirit. It's like with Keisha in the receipt. No, I'm going back up there. You know what I mean? I was just going to open up. I said, well, we just have two Monopoly games. And, you know, we'll just settle with that. And at least we'll have more pieces. You know, you can always justify why you don't believe, you know. And so, but you know what? When you believe, you just stand on it. I'm going back. And I think Jerry showed me this scripture. You know, when you catch a thief, he has to restore you seven times. Amen. And so some of y'all are going to catch that thief by the love, opening up your eyes, say, you know what? Oh, no. Give me back that jack, because that belongs to me.
Praise God.
That belongs to me. Peace is mine.
Amen.
I was worrying because I was looking at the outside, but it doesn't matter what the outside is. Jesus is real. And because he's real, I have peace. Mm-hmm. I have joy. He's going to restore everything what I've lost. Amen. Amen. He's this is the key thing. He's going to restore. Right. You ain't got to toil over it. Amen. I did not have that person call me up and say, when do I want? And I wasn't even looking for the job. These people, this was actually, let me show you something how God works. These are some people I sold to 7 years ago. And I forgot about. And they just wrote my number down. And they just called me out of nowhere. But it was in due season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can cry, I can pray, I can moan all I want to, but there's going to be a season where growth.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's seed, time, then harvest. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And so that was this, the harvest time. And it was certain things that was getting blocked that I didn't know was getting blocked. I remember, you know, trying to fill out that one for Macy's, remember, Keisha? And we just heard on the news last night or... They laid off 400 people at the place I wanted up. And they was like, you have the perfect resume. You're going to start another 2 weeks. And I never got a phone call back from them. I said, well, I just trust you. I didn't know they were going to lay off 400 people in another year. And so you just, you know, all things work together for good.
Yes.
That love God. Now, all things may not be good. Okay. Some things are just the devil trying to make you say mercy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But all things will work together. When I got fired for something that I didn't even do, and Keisha can be my witness, you know, I was just singing this song all around the house. All things work together for good. He's working on my side. And I was just confessing and believing it. Now, I didn't feel like singing it at first, but I just started believing it and believing it and believing it. And then I didn't even remember, you know, Billy Graham hiring me the next week after I got fired. Remember that, Keisha? And, you know, worked for them for a while and moved on to other things. But just keep trusting God.
Yep.
That's the name of the game.
Lord.
Trust God. And like I said, it's, you know, me coming down to Farmington and having my heart healed. I had the attitude was I wasn't going to preach. I'm not going to do anything. I wasn't even coming here to start a church in St. Louis. That wasn't the goal. My goal was to be healed, you know. And the healing came from looking at Jesus.
Amen.
From looking at Jesus.
Praise
and,
God.
You know, when Moses had this pray for the children of Israel because they was in disobedience. And fiery snakes came up out the ground to bite them. Some of y'all, you know that story. And the Bible says that God told Moses to raise up the bronze serpent. And to look at the bronze serpent. And the bronze serpent is a foreshadow, representation of Jesus. And as I was reading it, as they looked at the bronze serpent, they were healed.
Okay.
Now, look at this. God didn't tell Moses to say, tell them to pray that that the fiery snakes leave them.
No.
Think about this. Some people worship their problems and they're not worshiping Jesus.
Right.
He didn't say, pray that the fire circles just leave me alone. No, no.
Right.
He said, have them look at this. You see, like I said, it's a difference between fighting your snake. How many of you know some snakes? I know some snakes in Farmington. I know some bad snakes in St. Louis because we've seen some really bad snakes. I'm talking about real snakes, y'all. I'm not talking about people. But it's some snakes out there, you know, with people too. But the thing about it is, if we focus on the snakes more than we focus on Jesus, then that's where the devil wants you.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? God wants you to, just like John said, behold the Lamb. Behold means have a tunnel vision of seeing him. Because this is the person that's going to take away your sin. This is the person that's going to take away your heartache. This is the person that's going to take away your pain. Nobody else.
Glory.
Nobody else can. Even your favorite heroes from the Old Testament can't do this. You know what I mean? John said, you know what? Let's bring fire down from heaven and strike them. Well, he was reading the scribes. He was reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't Jesus. That was Elijah.
Yeah.
He said, and Jesus rebuked him. He said, that's not why I came here. I came did not come to the world to condemn the world. Wow. He came to restore the world to himself.
Yes.
He came to say, I am yours and you are mine. Mm. Even some of the stuff that happened to you in the past, don't identify with that being you. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, Wendell, you just that person back in St. Louis City, you know, that bad city, and you know, you can't take the city out the boy, and that's who you are. No, I'm not. I'm of Christ. I may be from the city, but guess what? Christ is in me before I was in the city. Because he created me before I was even in my mother's womb. He knew who I was.
Yeah.
Come on now, that's good stuff. And so you have to understand, this is how healing happens. That whatever happened to you, for one, if something is causing you pain, it's probably trying to attack the Christ in you. It's trying to try to attack your mind so you can worship it. You just keep looking at Jesus. You know, don't pray for the fiery serpents to leave your life, because guess what? They're not. You know what I mean? But you can look at the one that's going to heal your soul from all that heartache and pain and distress and all the stuff. You know what I mean? And when you walk out, you're going to be feeling so blessed, because when you look at Jesus, he caused you to look at the right things. It's like what Clifton was saying. He was looking at the good stuff that was in here today. Amen? That comes from looking at Jesus. I mean, everybody can complain so much that everybody can walk off a building. Amen. Everybody got enough pain in their life where if you focus on it long enough, you can cause yourself pain. Amen.
Yes.
But everybody has enough where you can look at Jesus enough where you can run out here with a shout. Which one are you going to do? Which one are you going to feed? Me and Keisha was looking at this movie, and they said it's two cats in a box, one foot of evil and one foot of good. You know, which one wins? And we was like, which one's going to win? I was thinking, no, the one is good, of course. And they said, like, no. They said, whichever one you feed. I started thinking about it. I was like, wow. You know, so it's about what you entertain. It's what you're going to see. You see what I'm saying? It's like that modeling when that lady was doing that vase. You know what I mean? That vase represents our life. You're shaping your life based off of how you're looking at Jesus. You know, you see a bad vase, then you're seeing a bad Jesus. Amen. But when you're seeing a good Jesus that's good to you, that loves you unconditionally, you know. It gives you the permission for good things to come into your life, even though you don't deserve it. I don't deserve this, Lord. So, you know, what happened if Moses thought like that? I don't deserve to go over there and get the people back because I murdered someone across there. And I got a stuttering problem. I got this. We got enough problems where we can make excuses why we won't go over. We got enough excuses. Moses had enough excuses why he couldn't go over to Jericho, because they believed a lie. I had an excuse when a lady told me, you can't take your Monopoly game back. I had enough excuse because I didn't just sit down and read. You know what I mean? And Keisha was the person that rescued me. Clifton was the person that rescued me and said, read what Jesus says about you, Wendell. Don't read what the person did, that last pastor did, or what that. How many of y'all know you can talk about your hurts and pain so much? Just like the children of Israel, you can just walk around that mountain for 40 years. I've seen people for decades keep talking about the pain over and over instead of going into Jericho. And God wants us to stop talking about the pain. It's just time to move forward. It's time to be healed. It's time to let go. It's time to say, Jesus, you know what? I'm done. I just receive you. You've been good to me in the first place. You love me. You care for me. Even when I was a child, you cared for me. Why am I tripping off of this when you've always been there? You've been my right hand. You've been my angel. You've been my armor. You've been my way out of no way. I'm focusing back on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? I just sense some. It's some people in there that's been hurt. That's been in some pain, anguish, questioning why. Lord says this, Don't focus on the fiery serpents. Look at the one that loves you unconditionally. Look at the one that knows how to go into the chambers of your heart and heal you. Oh, man, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's healing your heart right now. It's almost like a liquid love going down to your heart. And it's going through your veins and going through the areas where you can't even see right now. I just see the Holy Spirit just reaching with this word right here into your heart and massaging you and saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I love you. I never left you. Even though other people left you, I never left you. This word still works. I'm repairing the vessels of your heart right now. Certain family members betrayed you. Certain people didn't give to you the way you gave to them. And that hurts. But you know what? Jesus said, I will restore. I will repay. Just trust in me. Never give up trusting in me. Thank you, Jesus. Just allow that heal. Everybody just hug yourself. Because Jesus is hugging you. Just hug yourself, praise man. Amen. Amen. Just hug yourself. There's times where the Holy Spirit just had me just speaking in the spirit, hugging myself to the point where I just can't let go because I just know he loves me. He loves me.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, some people want to know, how are you doing this, Wendell? How are you doing that? How are you doing it? I tell them, I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm just allowing him to love me. It's, you know, stop focusing on the fiery serpents all the time. Because I tell you, I can get in my ways too and keep talking about it. You know, and next thing I know, I'm not really in worship with Jesus, you know. It can even affect our message. You know, not just the message on the pulpit, but your message in life. You just walking around with a bitter attitude instead of seeing Jesus, the healer of your soul.
Praise you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Hell
amen.
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 Welcome. You think I needed that message? He was riding to church with me this morning, and I was rapping about everything. Not about any of you people, but I was talking about the police department. You have people that give you tickets when you're speeding and all this stuff.
Oh, man.
And then I said to him, I said, you know, I said, what an attitude to take to church.